By late 2022, adults in the state will be able to buy cannabis in retail stores and can also sample the drug in tasting rooms similar to wine tasting venues. They'll also be able to grow a limited number of marijuana plants at home, 6 per person and up to 12 per household. Both the governor and the legislature offered proposals. Senate sponsor Liz Krueger says the final measure more closely resembles the bill she and Assembly sponsor Crystal Peoples-Stokes had advocated for. It includes a community reinvestment fund for neighborhoods adversely impacted by the decades-long prohibition of the drug.
I'm very excited at how far we got and how close this bill is to our original vision, which I believe will make us the nation-leading model for marijuana legalization that puts racial justice in the foreground, balances safety with job growth, and encourages new small businesses.
50% of the licenses to grow and sell marijuana would be set aside for what's known as equity businesses, including people from disproportionately impacted communities and small farmers. They would have access to loans, grants, and incubator programs. The funds will come from a 13% sales tax to be charged on the sale of the drug. The revenues could reach $350 million a year. Some of that money would also go toward combating drug addiction, and the remainder would be used to fund public education. Melissa Moore, with the national group Drug Policy Alliance, says the measure goes a long ways to right the wrongs during the years of marijuana criminalization.
The focus here on repairing the harm, given the scope of devastation from the marijuana arrest crusade in New York, where we've had more than 800,000 low-level arrests just in the last 25 years alone, with extreme racial disparities, despite the fact that we know that people use cannabis at similar rates across New York. But the enforcement has been so laser targeted on communities of color and low-income communities that that's one of the markers that's so different about this bill and the way that it's been crafted, is it really centers restitution for communities that have been harmed and sets up a social equity structure for the business side as well.
The bill further decriminalizes possession of the drug, eliminating penalties for having 3 ounces or less of cannabis or storing up to 5 pounds at home. It would also expunge the records for people with previous convictions for amounts that are no longer criminalized. It would still be illegal to drive under the influence of marijuana, though, and local law enforcement agencies would get money to hire and train drug recognition experts. The bill acknowledges, though, that it's difficult to measure whether the drug is influencing driving behaviors. It sets up a research study to find better ways to detect whether a person is impaired by a cannabis product. A vote on the measure could come as early as Tuesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.